The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. And let's get started with this one from Real Simple, Using Color. A little pigment goes a long way when it comes to boosting your mood, your mind, and your home's curb appeal. Embrace the wonders of color with these ideas to saturate the soul. First, don't be afraid to be blue. Blue is known for its stress-reducing effects. That phenomenon is rooted in our biology. When we're surrounded by the color in nature, a body of water, clear skies, we know we're safe. We have water to drink, and the weather is good. My family tapped into this emotion when we moved to a new home and took down the drapes to let the windows frame the water outside. You can get the same effect from large photos in which blue dominates, especially personal ones that remind you of a joyful day at the beach. And this was Wallace J. Nichols, Ph.D., marine biologist and the author of Blue Mind. His last name, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. Next, mix and match without hesitation. Our annual color of the year reflects the current zeitgeist, and this year we're putting out two supportive colors. Gray is a color attached to the earth, pebbles, stone, and granite, and it symbolizes solidity and resilience. We paired that with a luminous yellow, a soft color everyone associates with a shining sun, to capture the feeling of going outside on a clear day. So wear a comfortable gray sweater with a set of yellow beads, or a yellow linen scarf, or paint a wall yellow, then add a floral arrangement that includes pebbles at the bottom of a clear vase. Look for a creative project. Painting a landscape, decorating a weathered piece of driftwood, dyeing an old white shirt that feature these colors. These things can help you feel safe and sunny. And that was Latrice Eisman, executive director of Pantone Color Institute for 36 years, and she's written 10 books on color. Next, go big on the little details. After I came out, I moved into a small house. I made the interior colorful, but because painting exteriors is an investment, I was arriving home to a bleak black and white structure. I fixed that by painting the front steps in a rainbow pattern I'd seen on a staircase in Italy. The result is a reflection of the pride flag and my kids' love of rainbows. My partner did the painting, so I see her deep love in each spot of color. And that by Kat Vanderhorn, Ph.D. candidate in clinical psychology at Oregon Health and Science University. Next, focus on the connection between color and texture. Like an animal, you need to build the den you love. It's important to remember that color can be sensed in ways other than visually. I'm a tactile person, so the gray carpet I chose feels nubby and soft under my feet. When I buy gray or white sheets, I make sure they're percale because I'll connect the color with how crisp and cool they feel against my skin. And that by Christiane Lemieux, a designer and the founder of Dwell Studio and the author of The Finer Things. Her last name, Lemieux, L-E-M-I-E-U-X. And last, look outside for inspiration. These days, I've gotten better at noticing details right under my nose. For a long time, I've had pink and orange bougainvillea growing in my backyard, but I was always too busy to really see them. Now, every night for dinner, I bring in a few stems of whatever pleases me and use them to add color to my home in different ways. It's not just flowers. If I notice a color I like in the garden, on a bird, or on a branch, or wherever else, I find ways to bring it inside. Lately, that's meant painting simple parts of my house a deep emerald green. Embracing all that color brings me energy. And that was Mindy Weiss, an event planner and the author of Goldie the Handpicked Flower Girl. Her name, Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. From Martha Stewart Living, fun-sized fitness. You don't have to sweat for an hour to get the exercise you need. A couple of micro-workouts throughout your day, whether 10 seconds or 10 minutes, can really add up and be just as effective. Slip in these small moves and you'll see big results and benefits. Spare time has a funny way of dissolving when you intend to spend it exercising. Open one email and you can find yourself typing away 15 replies later without having so much as wrestled into a sports bra. Fitting in a full daily workout can be hard, some might say impossible. But the good news is, it may also be optional. There used to be this notion that you had to exercise for prolonged periods of time to get results, says Neha Gothi, PhD, director of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign's Exercise Psychology Lab. And 10 years ago, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's physical activity guidelines clearly stated you had to exercise at least 10 minutes to benefit. Then 3 years ago, they published new ones, saying it could be a minute. Any and all exercise is good for you. There's scads of research backing this up. Among the latest, a University of Texas at Austin study published in December 2020 found that a workout with just 4 seconds of intense pedaling, repeated in intervals over 15 minutes, significantly upped stationary bikers' cardio fitness and muscle mass when they did it 3 times a week for 8 weeks. But you can go even more micro. Martin Gibola, a kinesiology professor at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, raves about exercise snacking. It's the idea of spreading it through the day. A few flights of stairs in the morning, again at lunch, and again later, can have real benefits. Literal steps like that, as well as the scenarios on this next page, will invigorate you in almost no time. Check with your doctor before trying something new, then go small. First, if you have 2 minutes or less, remember, you don't schedule snacks, you just grab them. What researchers like Gothi refer to as lifestyle physical activities, household jobs like laundry and vacuuming, very much count to fully tap their benefits, amp them up. Standing at your desk or behind a counter, do some calf raises, suggests Alexa Aftius, founding trainer of the fitness app PresenceFit, Presence.fit. To maximize toothbrushing or dishwashing, finish with a few countertop push-ups. Grip the edge, bending your elbows out to the sides, and squeeze your abs and glutes. For a challenge, plant your feet further back. When going upstairs, move briskly enough to feel the heat. Picture Rocky Balboa, advises Christina Jenkins, a performance coach at Future, an app that matches users with remote personal trainers. If you can, repeat the flight once or, heck, twice. Another power move she likes, that's optional for work from home, keep a jump rope by your desk and do a rapid-fire, no-joke, 2-minute circuit a few times a day, alternating 20 seconds of jumping with 20 seconds of rest. And play tag or chasing your kid or dog around, more than cardio. It strengthens you in ways that can help prevent injuries, too. You have to change direction a lot, which is really good for balance and the structural stability of your legs, says Aftius. Next, if you can sneak in 5 or 6 minutes, get familiar with a new acronym, EMOM, E-M-O-M. It stands for Every Minute on the Minute, says Melody Zoller, training and programming manager at the workout app Obey. At the beginning of each minute, you perform reps of an exercise. Then recover before starting another at the top of the next minute. It's a twist on high-intensity interval training, also known as HIIT, an approach grounded in Gibola's research that alternates quick, intense heart rate-boosting moves like sprinting with short periods of rest. Zoller likes to repeat these three for a 6-minute blitz, 30 jumping jacks, 15 squats, and 10 plank shoulder taps. And they explain the shoulder taps. Start in plank position with your shoulders over your wrists and your torso, hips, and heels in line. Then alternate tapping your left shoulder with your right hand and vice versa, keeping your hips still. To modify it, lower onto your knees. Or say you're a person who can't sit still when your song comes on. Pick 4 exercises to accompany it, suggests Aftius. Her bang-for-the-buck favorites include jump squats, side planks, push-ups, and split jumps, alternating lunges with a hop in between. and go full tilt until the fade out. And if a track makes you want to bust a move instead, great. Zoller says honoring your inner backup dancer is solid cardio. Just really get those arms and legs moving like nobody's watching. And last, if you've got 10 whole minutes, pre-nosh, slip into your sneaks and join a quickie class. There are tons of good options. Many free apps like Nike Training Club offer 10-minute or under sessions at varying difficulty levels. A favorite of Astius's on the Presence app is the 10-minute anytime, anywhere sculpt workout, which hits on cardio, inner thighs, glutes, hamstrings, and obliques. For more to try, type in keywords like HIT, H-I-I-T, and 10 minutes in any app. Or if you have a stationary bike, suggests Jennings, set your phone's timer for 10 minutes and hit it for 10 seconds of sprinting, with resistance that's doable but gets you breathing hard, followed by 20 seconds of recovery. Repeat till you hear the buzz. The same drill works on a treadmill. Just stretch first. I don't recommend sitting at your desk all day and then jumping right on the bike, Jennings said. Get blood flowing to your muscles with a foam roller for a few, then hop in the saddle. From Good Housekeeping, the Good Housekeeping Seal Star of the Month, Bissell's Super Steam Mop Plus Vac. It's the Bissell Symphony Pet All-in-One Vacuum and Steam Mop, $220, available at Bissell.com. This 3-in-1 appliance impressed our cleaning lab experts with its versatility and performance. It vacuums, steams, or does both to clean and sanitize bare floors at the same time. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping Seal? It's a one-stop floor vacuum and powerhouse mop. From daily oopsies to fluffy fur and muddy paw prints, cleaning up after all your family members just got much easier. Here's why. There are four reasons. Ultimate cleaning and sanitizing. Whether you want to vacuum up dry debris, mop without chemicals, or deep clean to kill germs, this appliance can do it. Just the steam, high or low, to match your floor type and mess. Attach the washable microfiber pad and make at least 3 slow passes over an area to kill 99.9% of germs and bacteria. Foolproof operation. Our experts found the digital controls a cinch to use and the handle comfortable to hold. Our tests, switching between the washable and disposable mop pads was simple and fast. Plus, there's no need to search for a measuring cup before filling the water tank. It comes with one that clips right onto the cleaner. Unlimited versatility. The lightweight floor cleaner works on sealed hardwood, ceramic tile, stone, marble, and linoleum. It maneuvers easily, even on stairs, and its 25-foot power cord provides expansive reach. In GH analysis, it fit under furniture without difficulty. Farewell to dust. Oh, farewell to dust bunnies behind the sofa. And perfect for pet owners. Pesky pet hair is no match for the tool's strong suction. Our cleaning pros like that it's easy to empty matted fluff from the dirt bin without getting it on your hands. The disposable pads can be thrown away after cleaning up extra icky messes. And since it only uses water to clean, it's of course safe for your pets. That was the Bissell Symphony Pet All-in-One Vacuum and Steam Mop at Bissell.com, about $220. From Real Simple, Modern Manners, advice for your social quandaries. We've got two quandaries. MJ asks, a friend recently lost weight and shipped me some of her old clothing, which is too big for me. Her note said that it feels good to lighten the load of things in her life and that more is on the way. I'm now stuck with the job of getting rid of it. Plus, she's wasting money on shipping. How do I discourage her from sending more? Answer, you can be happy for your friend that she feels so good and still clarify that you don't want her hand-me-downs. Thank you for thinking of me, you can say, but your clothes don't actually fit me either. I donated the first batch, but please don't go to the trouble of mailing me more. She might feel a little awkward, but she'll learn a valuable lesson. It's presumptuous to ship a box of possibly passive-aggressive cast-offs without checking first to make sure someone wants it. And KS asks, my neighbor constantly comments on what she sees. I saw your lights on in the night. Did the babies have a hard time sleeping? Or your car hasn't moved in about a week. Everything okay? It feels like a violation of privacy. How can I explain that her observations make me uncomfortable? Answer, my friend once walked into a cafe and saw displayed there a portrait of himself in his bathrobe, sleepily making coffee, painted by a neighbor he'd never met. My advice, get curtains. Your neighbor might be a busybody, or she might imagine she's helpful. The unwritten contract between neighbors is that we pretend there's more privacy than there is. We don't say, I saw your Prozac bottle in the recycling. Are you okay? If your neighbor has a sense of humor, try a hint like, sheesh, remind me never to walk around naked. Or be more direct and say, I'd love to think no one's watching me. If you suspect her transgressions are inadvertent and she'd be mortified if you spoke of them, then cover the windows. And no, your car is fair game for commentary. From Woman's Day, if life gives you lemons, celebrate Lemon Juice Day, August 29th. Here are some of our favorite ways to make use of the juice. First, preserve fruit. Squeeze a little lemon juice over sliced apples and pears to keep them from browning so quickly. For removing stains, to tackle set-in sweat stains on tees, rub them with lemon juice before throwing clothes into the wash. And for cleaning brass, sprinkle salt on tarnished spots, then rub lightly with a sponge dampened with lemon juice. Rinse with water and dry well. From Good Housekeeping, Editor's Life Hacks. There are two here. For calm mornings, I wake up before my two small kids to read, have a cup of coffee or tea, and plan my day in a way that helps alleviate the stress that comes with being a working mom. And that was Monique Valeris, senior home editor. And the other, to clean broken glass, press a slice of soft bread onto the floor like a stamp to pick up all the tiny shards. It really works. This by Marissa LaScala, parenting and relationships editor at Good Housekeeping. We'll move now to some yummy recipes. From Woman's Day, cowboy steaks and potatoes with broccoli cheddar spread. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time is 1 hour 20, and it makes 4 servings. We need 4 ounces cream cheese at room temperature, 1/4 cup sour cream, 6 ounces sharp cheddar cheese grated, or about 1.5 cups, 2 scallions, chopped green and white parts separated, 1 teaspoon hot sauce, kosher salt and pepper, 4 small russet potatoes, or about 2.5 pounds total, pricked with a fork, 1 pound broccoli, halved lengthwise, 1 tablespoon olive oil, and 2 2.5-inch thick cowboy steaks, bone-in ribeyes, about 4 pounds total. In a medium bowl, combine cream cheese, sour cream, cheddar, scallions, and hot sauce. Season with a pinch of salt and pepper. Set up grill for direct and indirect cooking and heat to medium. Wrap potatoes with foil and place over indirect heat. Cook rotating twice until tender, 1 hour to 1 hour 10 minutes. Meanwhile, drizzle broccoli with olive oil. Season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Grill over direct heat, turning occasionally until crisp tender, 10 to 12 minutes. Roughly chop. Season steaks with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Grill over direct heat, uncovered, turning once until brown, 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer to indirect heat and grill covered, turning once to desired doneness, 14 to 16 minutes for medium rare. Transfer to a cutting board and let rest at least 5 minutes before slicing. Open foil and split potatoes. Season potatoes with a pinch each of, you guessed it, salt and pepper. Top with the cheddar mixture, broccoli, and scallion greens. Serve with sliced steak alongside. Some quick side dishes from Good Housekeeping. There's actually three of them. White bean broccolini salad. Active and total time are both only 20 minutes. We need kosher salt and pepper, 1 pound of broccolini trimmed about 3 bunches, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons juice, 2 tablespoons honey mustard, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 2 tablespoons capers drained and chopped, and 1 15.5-ounce can small white beans drained. In a large pot of salted boiling water, cook broccolini until stalks are crisp tender, 2 minutes. Drain and transfer to an ice bath to cool. Drain and pat dry, then cut into large pieces. In a large bowl, whisk together oil, lemon zest and juice, mustard, red pepper flakes, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in capers. Add broccolini and beans and toss to coat. And that serves 6. The next one, marinated mushrooms. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and it serves 8. We need 1/2 cup of olive oil, 3 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon maple syrup, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh dill, kosher salt and pepper, and 1 pound cremini mushrooms, thinly sliced. In a large bowl, whisk together the oil, vinegar, lemon juice, maple syrup, parsley, dill, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add mushrooms and gently toss to combine. Let sit at room temperature, tossing occasionally until tender, at least an hour. Transfer to jars and store in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. And last, heirloom tomato salad. Total time and active time both 15 minutes, and it serves 6. We need 1/4 cup of olive oil, 2 tablespoons champagne vinegar, 1 teaspoon of honey, kosher salt and pepper, 1 pint mixed color cherry or grape tomatoes cut in half, 2 tablespoons finely chopped chives plus more for serving, 1 pound heirloom tomatoes, some sliced and some cut into wedges, and small basil leaves for serving. In a medium bowl, whisk together oil, vinegar, honey, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add cherry tomatoes and chives and toss to combine. Arrange heirloom tomatoes on a plate and sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Spoon cherry tomato mixture on top. Top with additional chives and basil leaves. And this serves 6, if I didn't say so. Another side, this one from Woman's Day, BLT pasta salad. Total time, active time, 20 minutes on both. It serves 6. We need 1 pound Mezzi rigatoni, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 red onion sliced, kosher salt and pepper, 8 slices cooked bacon chopped, 1 pint cherry tomatoes, halved, and 2 cups baby arugula. Cook pasta per package directions. Meanwhile, heat oil in medium skillet on medium. Add onion and sauté until just tender. Transfer contents of skillet to a large bowl. When the pasta is cooked, drain well. Add to the bowl with the onion and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and toss to combine. Fold in the bacon, then the tomatoes, then the arugula. From Good Housekeeping, cherry cocktail syrup. And they offer a little aside here that you can switch it up by using different fruits than the cherries. You can use raspberries, blueberries, or strawberries instead. So here we go. In a small saucepan, combine 1.5 cups fresh or frozen pitted cherries, 1/2 cup each sugar and water, and 1 teaspoon black peppercorns crushed, and simmer until cherries have broken down and mixture has thickened about 20 minutes. Then let cool to room temperature, then stir in 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. When ready to serve, Fill a glass with crushed ice and lemonade. Then top with 2 tablespoons of the syrup and 1 fresh cherry. To mix it up a little bit, you can use lemon thyme or lemon basil to garnish your drink, or add a few sprigs as the cocktail syrup cools. Keeping with the cocktails, I've got one from Woman's Day, the Old Man and the Sea. Active in total time are 5 minutes, and it serves 1. Combine 2 ounces each white rum, fresh grapefruit juice, and coconut water. 1/2 to 1 ounce fresh lime juice, and ice in a cocktail shaker. Shake until well combined. Strain into a glass with ice. Sprinkle with a pinch of sea salt. Garnish with a wedge of grapefruit if desired. Also from Woman's Day, easy ice cream sandwiches. Let your favorite ice cream, we used mint chocolate chip, stand at room temp until slightly softened. Sandwich scoops between your cookies of choice, we used Nabisco Famous Chocolate Wafers, and then return to the freezer until firm. From Martha Stewart Living, Ask Martha column. How do I grow beautiful hydrangeas year after year? Adored for their fluffy pom-pom flowers, these plants are nature's cheerleaders, typically thriving throughout zones 4 to 9. But the various types require unique care for lasting impact. To ensure that yours explode with beauty every summer, heed the advice of Ryan McEnany, communications manager at Bailey's Nursery in St. Paul, Minnesota, and a spokesperson for Endless Summer Hydrangeas, on snipping, soaking, and feeding them. First, know your variety. Most hydrangeas fall into one of 3 categories, panicle, or cone-shaped, smooth, large and snowball-like, or big leaf. Bigger leaves, you guessed it, in tighter globes, or more often, lacy petals. The first 2 bloom on new growth. The last erupts on both new and old, i.e. the prior year's branches. Prune accordingly. Oh, that's just my warning. As a result, you should avoid trimming big leaves in the fall to safeguard next year's blooms. Encourage new growth. Come late winter, trim panicle shrubs by about 1/3 and cut smooth ones down to 12 inches tall. Then in late spring, snip big leaves above the first green buds. Join us next time for Ladies Magazines. We thank you. Well, I still have 1 minute left. Let me finish this up then. Water only as needed. To determine what that is, stick a finger in the soil up to your 2nd knuckle. If it's dry, give it a deep drink. If it's moist, let it be. Overwatering can flood key nutrients and oxygen from soil. Rouse hydrangeas in early spring with a dose of organic fertilizer. McEnany likes Espoma Flower Tone, $9 for 4 pounds on TrueValue.com. He also suggests feeding a booster in July. It can especially help energize re-blooming types. As you know, we're out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138, 919-832-5138.